The Civic Love, Spirituality, and Social Action Program had its third event Tuesday in Parks Hall, where around 15 students and faculty came together to discuss the intersection of spirituality and social justice. This week, Andalee Kulgati, who observes the Baha'i faith and is an educator, came to speak and converse with the audience. An idea that started over the summer, Val Buchanan, a co-organizer with Kristen Glass Perez, talks about the setup of the event and the aim of the program.
To be responsive to creating environments that we desire to see for Northwestern students. So thinking about social justice and activism and equity and the pursuit of those things in a space also where we could lift up meaning-making, spirituality, giving students an opportunity to hear from people who are working on trying to do that well in their own lives locally. So kind of a mashup between space for students to think about their inward lives and then their outward lives.
Kristen Glass Perez describes the religious and spiritual component.
A lot of work in communities across the globe, really, but especially here in Chicago and Evanston, a lot of community work is carried out by organizations that have some kind of religious or spiritual connection.
Val Buchanan describes Tuesday's event.
We've set up the room in a circle, so we have the guest in conversation. So far, it's been with one of us, right? One of the members of our teams. And then we basically kind of like a fishbowl, right? Like people are sitting in the round and are able to, we kind of get ourselves situated. And then there's a listening to the conversation develop between the conversation partners and then an opening up to questions from everyone sitting in the round. So that's kind of been our format so far. So it's a nice conversation space that's meant to be non-hierarchical, you know, and kind of not in a classroom style, but in a space that kind of promotes everyone being able to see one another, appreciate one another, listen well, and also kind of feel the connectedness. The person that we're inviting tomorrow is Andalee Kulgati, and he is the assistant superintendent in District 65 schools. That's Evanston School District. And he's also a board member at Books and Breakfast. And we have a relationship with Books and Breakfast where a lot of Northwestern students are tutors in that program. So it'll be hopefully an opportunity for Northwestern students who are currently involved in Evanston schools to learn directly from Andalee.
Andalee spoke about his feelings going into the circle.
The space tonight, seeing a circle in here, I think it really speaks to my heart of promoting unity, helping people recognize that they're not alone, that we're all on this journey together. You know, I don't know if you've heard, but there's a lot of like change in society in terms of people changing jobs and resignations and all that. And I just feel like some of that is just a disconnect. People want to feel connected. And so one of my hopes for those students who join us tonight is that we can really engage in a fruitful conversation of like, how do we support each other through these tough times?
Andalee elaborated on his background and how it brought him to where he is today.
Growing up, I was in multiple educational systems in West Africa and East Africa, and I lived in New Orleans and then Massachusetts. So just had a lot of different educational experiences. And one of the things that I realized when I was an undergrad studying at the University of Massachusetts was that in many of the ways in which injustice was promoted, it really came through schools. When we look at even the construction of public education in America, it really was through this model of like, we had to create a working class of people who knew how to punch in and punch out. The focus, it wasn't really on true education, which is how do we help people achieve the best of what they are seeking to achieve? Rather, how do we create automons or robots, so to speak, to achieve, to help the rich do better, right? And so for me, as an undergraduate, much like yourself, it was really a commitment that I realized that if I was gonna help and really address injustice in the world, I felt like the best way to do that was to become a disruptor in public education and to be somebody who could really help change the way in which the trajectory of students in public school systems.
He also expresses faith as an important motivator.
If founder of the Baha'i Faith, I'm a Baha'i, and the founder of the Baha'i Faith said that the fundamental purpose of the faith of any of religion is to carry forward an ever-advancing civilization. So our goal as Baha'is, and my goal, is to be of service. Feeling really, I don't know, nostalgic may not be the right word, but just like in a few weeks from now, Baha'is all around the world were celebrating the 100th anniversary of the passing of Abdul Baha, who actually spoke here on campus in 1912. And so I think the relationship to Northwestern is very profound in terms of this is a very special place for us because of his visit here. You know, he could have visited lots of places in America in 1912, but he came here and spoke on campus about just the power of connection.
Beyond a single speaker, Kristen Glass-Perez has a larger vision of building a civic love community.
Really, these are wonderful and rich conversations. That's what I would just say. Like, there, you leave a civic love thinking like, wow, there are people doing really good things in this community.